Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, October 3rd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. iPod domination continues among high schoolers. Steve Jobs has been confirmed to deliver the keynote for the upcoming Macworld Expo, and Napster gives it another try. High school students have made it clear iPods are the MP3 player of choice. Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster has released the results of his 12th biannual high school teen survey, and out of 985 nationwide students whose average age was 16, 79% of those who own an MP3 player possess an iPod, and 76% of those who plan on buying an MP3 player in the next 12 months expect to purchase an iPod. And iTunes is doing well also, as 79% of the respondents who said they buy their music online, 91% use iTunes, which is a 20-point jump from 6 months ago, and likely a result of the increasing variety of content on iTunes, according to Mr. Munster. Napster came in second with 3%, and Real Networks' Rhapsody and Yahoo Music were basically off the charts. Mr. Munster said Apple continues to dominate the MP3 player and online music markets, despite new competitors constantly entering the market. He also said winning over the teen demographic is critical to continued long-term growth, and Apple is clearly in the lead. Apple has confirmed that Steve Jobs is scheduled to deliver the keynote speech at Macworld Expo San Francisco in January of 2007. Show organizers revealed the news at the IDG World Expo. This event is promising to be the most entertaining and informative, according to an Apple spokesperson. They have added several new features to this year's event. In addition to an exhibit floor that features over 350 companies, the event will also offer a conference with over 120 educational sessions and a set of exhibit floor attractions, including free training series, an interactive digital photography area, and live music and sound product demonstrations. Macworld will take place at San Francisco's Moscone Convention Center between January 8 and 12, with the keynote taking place on Tuesday, January 9th. Apple will be a technical partner with DigiDesign during DigiWorld 2006. The two-day event is set to take place in San Francisco this Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, and will give you the opportunity to explore and experience DigiDesign's product line, including Pro Tools HD, Pro Tools LE, Icon, and Venue, along with the latest gear from M-Audio and Apple. DigiWorld is open to the public, and attendance is free. Napster and Tower Records Japan have high hopes as they have teamed up to take on iTunes. The new downloading service called Napster Japan is set to offer a monthly subscription fee-based model that costs users about $16.80 US and will include about 1.5 million songs. Napster Japan will also allow users to transfer that music onto a compatible music player and allow consumers to purchase songs without a monthly subscription. Their current music offering consists of roughly 90% non-Japanese tracks, but the company is planning to expand the number of local songs available. In the next 3 years, the new service hopes to lure 1 million subscribers. Coming up, how would you feel if you had to pay 7% tax on all your iTunes purchases? Well, it's already happened in one state. I'll give you the details when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its Hot Deals site, offering deals from PowerMax, Ramjet, and Small Dog Electronics. Here are a few examples of what PowerMax has to offer. The Kensington RDS FM transmitter and car charger for iPod, Altec IM3C in-motion iPod speaker system, Griffin Radio Shark USB AM/FM radio and time shift recorder, Iris Pen executive pen scanner, Logitech cordless desktop S530 laser for Mac with one-touch controls for iTunes and iPhoto, FrameForge 3D Studio 2 digital film studio, and more. Ramjet is offering deals on Mac-compatible memory upgrades, including a 2GB RAM upgrade kit for the MacBook Pro and Intel-based iMacs, 512MB RAM module for the mirror drive door PowerMac G4, 1GB RAM upgrade kit for the Intel-based Mac, and a 1GB DIMM module upgrade for the original iMac G5, to name a few. And lastly, Small Dog Electronics has deals on the Ultimate Ears Studio earphones, Miglia TV Micro USB TV tuner and DVR with remote, Lacey 250GB mini hard drive and USB hub with FireWire, M-Audio Podcast Factory podcast recording, Kingston Data Traveler 2 USB flash drive, just to name a few. For more information on the great deals being offered, go to apple.com. Nerdware has announced the latest update to GroupCal 3, the popular program that lets you access and manage your Microsoft Exchange calendars from Apple's iCal. Version 3.6.2 features successful sync, added timeout preferences for networking, multiple user interface improvements, the ability to specify a custom FBA login URL, and a few bug fixes. GroupCal 3 can be downloaded via snerdware.com/groupcal/download.php and requires Mac OS 10, 10.4 or newer. It operates in trial mode until licensed for $54.95 US. Hogbay Software has announced the release of Mori 1.4, a digital notebook that makes it easy to record and organize your notes. Version 1.4 has more powerful smart folders and an improved user interface. The smart folders now have more flexible data queries. It can be limited to certain folders and can now quickly query against the entire text content of entries. The interface has been modernized with new icons and a cleaner mail.app style look. Other user features requests have been implemented as well and is priced at $39.95 US. Mac Method has announced the availability of the third edition of their signature series of Aperture book designs. The design is called Package Deal, and it brings easy picture package printing to Aperture. The specially designed pages of the book design allow photographers to easily drop photos into pre-sized 2x3, 4x6, 5x7, and 8x10-inch photo boxes and print the pages to a desktop inkjet printer. All of this can be accomplished without leaving the Aperture application. The book design features 25 page layouts with a variety of arrangements of each of the photo sizes in both portrait and landscape orientations. Aperture book design will cost $20 US and requires a license for Aperture, which is sold separately and works with versions 1.0 through 1.5. Assistiveware has updated Visio Voice, their award-winning product for blind and vision-impaired Mac users, providing a number of speech and vision-related features to enhance access to Mac OS X. The new features include the capacity to convert text, Word, HTML, PRF, and RTF files into iPod-ready iTunes tracks, a document and selection reader with fast-forward and rewind functions, and large crosshair and target cursors. Also included in the software is a spoken interface to help users navigate the screen, and it also includes multilingual support to Apple's VoiceOver technology. For more information, go to their website at assistiveware.com. And lastly today, a bit of sad news. Trying to make up for a $4.5 billion debt problem, the state of New Jersey has decided to expand the list of items which can be taxed. The new taxable items include storage space, tanning salons, health club memberships, tattoos, and iTunes. You heard me right. The good people living in New Jersey will be subject to a 7% tax on every song and video that has been downloaded through iTunes and other music services. The online music stores have put a slight drain on local governments, because of lost tax money from CD and DVD purchases. Let's just see how long it takes for other states to get on this bandwagon. I don't think it's going to be very long at all. Those are the stories, sad as they may be, making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.